Seattle Seahawks radio broadcaster suspended after transphobic tweet. By Warner Todd Houston on October 12, 2020. Seattle Seahawks pregame radio broadcaster Dory Monson was suspended Friday after team management was alerted to an allegedly transphobic tweet he posted on Wednesday. Monson posted the political-themed tweet during the Wednesday evening debate between Washington Democrat Governor Jay Inslee and GOP challenger Loren Culp, the Seattle Times reported. During the debate, Monson, who also hosts an afternoon show on KIRO Radio 97.3 FM, live-tweeted his reactions to what was said on stage, much of which was critical of Inslee's claims and positions. But one tweet especially raised eyebrows. The broadcaster took a swipe at Inslee, saying, "Inslee, we follow science and W.E. the state where I could go to Olympia tomorrow and change my birth cert to say I was a girl on October 2, 1961 ha 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 ha." Both the Seahawks and Bonneville Seattle, which owns both KIRO FM and AM, found the tweet to be transphobic. After fans pointed out Monson's tweet to the Seahawks, the team suspended him on Friday. Bonneville took the same action immediately afterward. Neither entity made a public comment about the incident. The last tweets on Monson's personal and his radio show feeds are from Thursday. Monson is well known for leaning to the conservative side of politics and is a staunch critic of the Seattle City Council's left-wing city council. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.